Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you. Kind of a follow-up thing. I just wanted to make sure where we stand. The team that you guys sent down to hurricane enforcement and, you know, traffic control and whatever else they needed to do, the Idalia team, have they come home yet?
I talked to the Lafayette County Sheriff, Brian Lamb. He called me this weekend, and he said he needs to keep them until tomorrow. So hopefully tomorrow they'll be able to come back, and I know they're looking forward to getting home. You know, it's always great to help other people and get them back on their feet, but you know, you miss your family and you miss your friends, so it'll be great to have them back.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. By the way, I heard from Eric Gilmore, SCAMI Director of Public Safety, they say Lafette.
Well, I was born and raised in France, and I say Lafayette. So.
I know you were. That's right. We had kind of a sad note last Thursday or Friday that one of the retired canines had passed away. Is that right?
Yeah, Itchy. And, she was a great dog. She worked primarily in the schools. Marsha Holbrook was her handler, and she was great with the kids. And she was also, you know, she'd go to the high schools and try to find marijuana and stuff. So she was kind of a dual-purpose dog, as in she was a drug dog, and she was a great public relations animal, too, because everybody just loved Iggy.
Well, that's sad. But again, you know, when we mourn loss, it's because it meant something to us, and that means that they were good when we had them, and so we'll take that side of things. I know it was probably an FHP case, but I know sometimes it's useful to have you talk a little bit about things that happen on the roads. That we had this fatality on Friday with State Route 89 and I-10. Anything that you can say about that or want to say about that from a public safety perspective?
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, all these accidents that you see, we're first on scene. We get the call first, and when we get there, then FHP comes and works the actual crash. So my guys and gals, unfortunately, have to see the carnage firsthand. And, you know, it's all because people won't slow down. You know, we're in a society now where you have to get to where you're going as fast as you can. And there's, you know, if anybody tries to slow you down, you tailgate and then you pass on the ride or what. And, you know, this is what causes it. People just not being patient. You know, we have 23 million people in the state, and that's not counting tourists. So, if you live in Florida, you just have to know the roads are going to be crowded and you have to leave a little early to get to your destination.
You know, I was trying to remember the number, but I remember there was when the legislature was talking about getting rid of the, you know, like making it more of a crime to pass on the right is how I remember this all came up. It was some ridiculously high percentage of the interstate crashes come from people at speed passing on the right. Has that been your experience too?
Well, I don't know that FHP question, but I will tell you this. When you do pass on the right, your chances of getting in a crash probably go up exponentially. I mean, you know, because number one, if you're in the right-hand lane on I-10, you're not expecting anybody to come up from your right side.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I saw motorcyclists do that on I-75 southbound when I was going to Orlando. And he passed on the right and took off. He's probably doing 100. And then about probably 20 minutes later, I get down, you know, a little farther, and there they are, the ambulance and everybody and his motorcycle up in the woods. And it's just because nobody expects that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just awful. I mean, you know, my wife, Creighton in Pensacola is a road that we use all the time. It's a 45-mile-an-hour road. Who can't, you can go your speed. You know, it's a perfectly good 5-lane road. And she says now twice that she's seen people passing traffic going into the turn lane to use it as a passing lane around the too slow 45-mile-an-hour. It's insane.
Yeah, people just can't wait anymore. We're at this societal level of, you know, instant gratification. Everything's right at your fingertips. You can get everything immediately, you know, and so that's just how people are nowadays, which is crazy. But that's, you roll the dice, you take your chances, because, you know, people are not expecting to see you over on the right hand side, and you know, you may get killed.
But amazing. Hey, I did want to ask you, I think his term as state attorney predates me coming here, so it's not a connection that I personally know, but Curtis Golden passed away, who was the state attorney, I think, before Bill Edens, is that right?
That's correct. Yes, he was, and I believe he was either 4 or 5 terms. So when I got here in 93, he was the state attorney, and he was a great man. I tell you what, he prosecuted a lot of cases, and his attorneys that worked for him prosecuted a ton of cases. There wasn't a lot of null-prossing and dropping cases when he was in, that's for sure.
Wow, what a, I mean, long relationship, long time public servant. And, you know, I know Candy had, you know, reacted to this when the news came across last week. So thank you for giving me a little bit better perspective on that. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob John. Oh, I guess the pro forma question, I already know the answer because we talked before I came on, before you came on. But anything else that worth talking about incident wise? Pretty quiet week.
It's a very quiet week, and I know I'm jinxing myself. I do this every time. So Monday, today, will be terrible probably for us.
Press conference tomorrow.
Yeah, press conference tomorrow. Good look for it.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thanks for the time and for to keep us safe and informed, and even for helping us not self-inflict with these car crashes because we drive crazy. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good week.